transmitiendo para el mundo entero. Este es el programa Cuéntame Paisano. Estamos al aire desde algún lugar del continente americano y le damos la más cordial bienvenida a todos ustedes. Les saluda Roberto Argüello. Ocurrió el temblor, pero no en Lima, como lo habían predicho las científicas rusas Victoria Popova y Lidia Andrianova, y tampoco el que ocurrió en el país vecino fue catastrófico. A las 12:17 horas en Iquique, Chile, el sismo fue de 5.4 en la escala Richter. Iquique está a la orilla del Océano Pacífico y bastante lejos de Lima, Perú. Lo último es que ambas científicas rusas se han corregido y la nueva fecha del terremoto catastrófico en Lima, Perú, es mañana 22 de septiembre. Va sin decir que han causado preocupación entre los capitalinos peruanos, pero no al grado de pánico. Ambas científicas han dicho que el sismo será de tal magnitud que el tsunami que provocará destruirá las plantas nucleares a lo largo de las costas de California, causando una contaminación nuclear a nivel mundial. Desde Trujillo, Perú, Roberto Argüello para syndicatednews.net. Producciones Paloma House presentará un concierto musical en vivo a través de syndicatednews.net con los músicos Nathan McEwen y B. Willing James este sábado 22 de septiembre a las 8 de la noche, tiempo pacífico, y 11 de la noche, tiempo del este. Regresamos nuestros micrófonos a los estudios de syndicatednews.net en los Estados Unidos.
¿Te encuentras en Trujillo? Are you in Trujillo now?
Yes, I am in Trujillo, Peru right now, and like all Peruvians at this side, we are still wondering if the Russians will be right.
As Robert landed in Lima, Peru, he sent back a report, as you all know, because so many of you downloaded it. He reported that two scientists had predicted that there would be earthquakes in that region. And they didn't specify Lima, Peru, actually. They said that region. And it happened to be true. And I read the predictions. They were posted on the Huffington Post, and I found them online and on Twitter. And they said specifically that there would be earthquake activity in that region. And they were right. They said the 21st. And now they've corrected themselves and said that there will be earthquake activity on the 22nd.
The city of Lima, however, is still concerned because they were mentioned, even if it was on a side mentioning, but they were mentioned and they are quite concerned, not to the level of panic, but they are concerned. And the authorities here have stated that predictions usually are not that correct. And as far as they are concerned, none of the predictions have been made in the past that have been actually correct.
Well, it was very entertaining at first because most of the predictions that these two lady scientists have made have been more comical than realistic, and their success rate is about 50-50. But we took it tongue-in-cheek, and it was quite the surprise when people were looking in Google to see where this had been spoken about, and they kept winding up on your report of yesterday, that you reported that this would happen, and then we threw music behind the report, so we weren't taking it too seriously, and it turns out that it happened. There was a seismic, I think, 5.4 on the Richter scale, is that right?
Yes, 5.4, and it happened at 12 midnight and 17 minutes in Iquique, and that's about 90 kilometers or 55 miles away from Cusco. Now, that's far enough from Lima that most Limeños are not that worried. Like I told you, you know, Lima is like any other place. It has 8.5 million inhabitants there, and most of them go on their daily activities, but there is a group of them who have mentioned, and I say mentioned because the taxi drivers have a tendency of bringing you up to the latest news. And the several times that I had the opportunity of riding a taxi, they said, yes, they were worried. And I said, is this some prediction that, for example, some of these seances? No, sir. It was done by two Russian ladies, two scientists. And, of course, when they say scientist, they have a tendency of carrying a little bit more weight than if it was Walter Mercado, for example, or somebody else of that nature. But here we are in Trujillo, and let's see what happens tomorrow, 22nd of September.
Well, I can't tell you how the travel industry enjoyed your report and those beautiful pictures. They've asked me, in fact, to post them on the large format because the pictures you took were just glorious, and now we want to be working with the hotel industry. They said that they didn't realize that you had such a following online. I congratulate you, and I'm so happy that you came to Syndicated News.
Well, I appreciate the thanks, and I thank also those who have, as I understand, downloaded these travel, it's almost like a travel log, because I'm going to be here in Peru for up until about October 22nd, and there's going to be many other reports, because Peru, believe it or not, is one of those enchanting places. It has a combination of desert, it has a combination of sierras, meaning way up there in the Andes, and it also has the jungle area. And I may not be involved in the jungle area, but I will be in the desert area, and I will be up towards the Andes. So I will be reporting continuously as I go along.
And I was wondering by chance if you could recommend a wine from Peru so that we can promote that country's delicious wine.
There's a series of wines, although Peru is not really known exactly as Chile for their wines, but they are known for their pisco. Pisco is just out of this world. Of course, you know, there's a couple of people who might say, well, I don't drink. Well, yes, but then again, you know, there's a lot of people who do savor the pisco. The famous pisco sour is notorious. Believe it or not, it's one of those sleepers. If you do drink three of them, you better stand by. Well, if you can stand up. But the idea here is that pisco is their pride and joy.
Roberto, I was wondering, if I were to send people to Peru, do you have any hotels that you would recommend?
Well, there's three that I can remember right off the cuff. One of them is the Marriott, and the other one is the Sheraton, and both of them are right there in Miraflores, which is right up against the water. The area they are located is called Costa Verde. And the other hotel is the Roosevelt, and that is in San Isidro. All three of them are really nice. The first two, obviously, real, real nice. And the Roosevelt it's located in a more calm area. The Miraflores area is very touristic. It is just very enchanting.
And the day-to-day life there?
In Miraflores, a lot of activity. You have people from all over the world. You would think that you would be just seeing Peruvians walking up and down their streets. No, there's Russians, there's French, there's Spaniards, there's people from Central America. A lot of people from Europe come down to Peru. And the main attraction of Peru from the point of view of a foreigner is obviously Cusco. When you go to Cusco, the interesting thing about Cusco is that it's beyond 11,000 feet. And some people are quite concerned about the altitude of that city. And the first thing that happens when you get off the airplane is that there's people who offer you coca. And I don't mean cocaine. I mean coca leaves. They have not been prepared chemically to be the drug of cocaine. It is coca leaves, just like the old tradition of the Incas was to chew the leaves. And it's an alkaline leaf that lets off certain juices. And believe it or not, that coca leaf will cause your brain not to suffer what they call soroche. Soroche is an extreme headache, and it's because of the lack of oxygen. But once you start chewing on the leaves, not swallowing the liquid, that is produced when you're chewing it, but actually your entire mouth absorbs it, and you don't get the headaches. Now, that is in Cusco. Now, when you go down to Machu Picchu, and many people think that Machu Picchu is at a higher elevation, and no, it goes into the Sacred Valley where Machu Picchu is, and that's about 8,000 some feet in elevation. But it's a beautiful country, beautiful, beautiful country.
And if you come across any lovely restaurants, please take down their names and share the experience with us. We would love to know about that.
I will.
So we're wrapping it up here. This is Ruth in the United States. I'm here in Florida. And Roberto está en...
This is Roberto Arguello in Trujillo, Peru, for syndicatednews.net.
Que tú me has hecho, yo ya me voy. tu amor, sigue entregando tu corazón, sigue vendiendo tu falso amor. Hoy no me importa tu querer y ya no me importa tu amor, sigue entregando tu corazón, sigue vendiendo tu falso amor.
Ella se ha marchado, ojalá que un día encuentre
busca. Después que la quise tanto, ella se ha marchado. Ojalá que un día encuentre el amor que busca. Después que la quise tanto, ella se ha marchado. Ojalá que un día encuentre.